This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven at the hour, another hour of the Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and Kara get-together known as the DJV experience. It seems that the stats are in on crime, and crime pays. The feds say low-level criminals make an average of $900 a week. So if you're having a tough time making ends meet,
oh boy,
mug people... forged checks, doing minor drug deals. According to the study in the academic journal Criminology, that's $5 a week more than the average U.S. worker earns legitimately. So, life of crime pays. How often, really and truly, how often do you think criminals get away with it? Whatever
all
it is.
The time.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah,
I think one of the biggest crimes that's going on right now is actually happening, well, in my neighborhood. No commentary from the peanut gallery, Dougie, about my neighborhood.
Did you hear what I said before?
Yeah, I don't even want to hear about it. I don't even need more commentary on this. But they are stealing mail in my neighborhood. So people will go up to your, they'll go up to your door and they'll take out credit cards or checks. That was a big thing around Christmas. Or if the Amazon guy drops off a package or wherever you're ordering from and it's sitting on the doorstep, a lot of people will steal that. And there's even people in my neighborhood have a Facebook page and they have guys driving in pickup trucks behind the UPS man, sort of tailing him, trying to figure out where he's going to go drop off stuff so that they can take it off of people's doorsteps. And that's an easy one because people aren't home during the day and they just walk up and take it. My mom found a stack of credit cards behind her car that had never even been used. Somebody obviously like went through the mail and was left stuff behind. Crazy.
That's happening everywhere. That I just had a package stolen. I'm assuming it was stolen because we've had a few things. You know, there are people in our neighborhood, too, that just sort of walk up and down in back of the FedEx and UPS guys. And you can see Lewis caught somebody downstairs in our lobby trying to take our mail. And the guy said he was a messenger. And so and so Lewis said, well, wait a minute, you're holding, that's a package from my wife. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pick this up. And it's like, yeah, right. I said, and so Lewis is like, oh, he was a messenger. I said, Lewis, you're so naive. He's a, I said, no, you walked in on a crime. But it's happening more and more, and so much so that now UPS and FedEx, when I just went through this when I had to file the claim, they said, well, is there a more secure address that we can just in the future send your packages to? And I said, well, unfortunately, no. But a lot of people are having stuff sent to the office now.
Well, we have a theory, Jennifer, because we all get our various products. There's Bentley. Why didn't you just leave Bentley down there? He'll scare everybody away.
Well,
scare
if you saw him, he's the sweetest little thing. He wouldn't scare anybody.
So, anyway, we are convinced that because of what's going on in your neighborhood, none of the things that we talk about on the air that you're supposed to get, you get, actually.
That's probably true.
That stuff is all getting stolen. Yeah.
I have a lot of criminals in my neighborhood on krill oil, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. They're healthy criminals.
Yeah, their joints
very
are
healthy.
Perfect.
And
their
getting a good
morality
night's sleep
is
on
a
their pillow.
Dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of things that are of criminal nature, I wonder if this would fit. The folks at General Electric said that the U.S. Department of whatever, whoever investigates these companies is looking into a $6 billion insurance loss, the company revealed. The disclosure is a new and potentially more serious problem. Last week we were talking about GE and its missteps and questionable management decisions, that sort of thing. But this could be criminal. And so the process leading to the insurance reserve increase is what they're concerned about. I don't know why the feds, maybe it's because the Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to protect investors. Mm-hmm. And one wonders if this is a way to, take money away from the people who are stockholders. It's a General Electric, a great, venerable, wonderful American company, just kind of falling apart.
I don't think this is really. I don't think they're trying to take away money. They've admitted that they have to now go back into 2016 and 20 and early 2017 numbers and change their accounting, which is never a good sign.
So why do you? Yeah, but why do you change? Why do you have to change your accounting practices?
Because they did it wrong. I think they did it wrong the first time.
But money being spent and money being earned. There's two columns, like a Chinese restaurant, one in column A and one in column B. One, you make money, and the other one is where you spend your money. What's the big deal?
But when you have insurance to cover your quarterly losses and stuff, like, that's where it gets a little sticky.
Okay, the reason it gets sticky, this is like self-fulfilling prophecies. The tax laws are so confusing. The tax laws are so rigged. And these sorts of things, when you get into them, it's almost like they're trying to find ways. It's the old ruse, you know, when somebody brings you in to testify before a federal committee. I remember talking about this with Roger Clemens, the pitcher. They're trying to get him on steroid use, and he didn't use it, but he lied about something else. So that's what they prosecuted him on, or tried to. And the same was true with, who was the guy who played for St. Louis? And Sosa, too.
Mark McGwire was one.
Yeah. Right. They could never get them. Even though all I had to do was look at them, and you could tell they were on steroids. But they didn't ever get them on that. But they got them on lying about something else. So it's a rigged system. It's kind of murky, frankly. Speaking of murky, the city of Philadelphia, which seems to have been in our sights a lot lately, looking to establish supervised drug injection sites. As a focus on the opioid epidemic, deadliest public health crisis today.
A lot of cities give out clean needles so that they're not trying to spread.
They doing that here in L.A.?
I'm sure. I don't know that to be true, but I'm sure that they are.
So what is this psychologically? How do you wrap yourself around this if you're a taxpayer? These safe injection sites.
I think a lot of people who are socially a little more liberal or who value public safety would actually probably support this, because what's happening is people are doing drugs no matter what. They're either going to use clean needles or they're going to use dirty needles. And
so why aren't we helping them get off the drug and spend money?
Well, that's part of what the doctor is saying in this Philadelphia case. They're saying that they will be able to help people get off of it, they think, or hope, because if the people are being supervised, this is really not just, Jen's right about the clean needle thing, but this is also to prevent overdoses. So these are basically doctors and nurses who will help administer the drugs so that they can control an overdose, and if an overdose happens, they can save the person's life because they're already there in a medical facility. But they're also saying that getting people into these medical facilities is the first step to actually helping them get off of the drugs. So it's a kind of a two-pronged approach. Hopefully it works.
You can't imagine a lot of people who are that far into their drug abuse are going to think, oh, I want to go to this facility to have someone watch me to make sure I don't overdose. It seems like you'd have to be kind of thinking in a linear way or in a sane way if that was a decision that you were going to make.
By definition, you aren't necessarily if you're on these things. Wow. In a moment, some children... or heroes, children's heroes, are making the news today. It's 14 past the hour on the DJV show. My word to you at the moment, or my words, plural, focus on the MyPillow operation. The fact that you can get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, four-pack special right now, using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Also, buy two of the big... premium pillows for the price of one at MyPillow.com. And remember to use the code DJV. Be a MyPillow customer. Get the sheet sets that they have, all the various types of pillows. All the deals are explained on the website, MyPillow.com. The story of the company is explained. The things both Jennifer and Victoria were talking about, washing their pillows. And this is something you can't do with anybody else's pillow. You put them in the washer, you put them in the dryer, and you can, the fill, when it's dried out, lets you put the pillow the way that you want to wear it. I was going to say wear it. I suppose you are wearing it in a sense. When you get into bed, you wrap the pillow around your head. That's what I do with my pillows. So get the proper head and neck support. Get to REM sleep faster with their premium pillows. This is the top of the line for MyPillow, and you get them at half price. Right now, get this Made in the USA special pillow by using the code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. And look around and see what else you can find for people in your family and your friends. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for a bonanza at MyPillow.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy the no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. End 1/27/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the sad news about Simon Shelton Barnes, for those of you who don't know, and that's probably most of you, he was the actor behind Tinky Winky on Teletubbies. You remember? Those of you, you were, that would have been in the late 90s, in that area, he played Tinky Winky. He was found...
That was the purple Teletubby, if you didn't
know. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. He was frozen, found frozen to death. On a Liverpool street, died of hypothermia. One wonders what happened under the circumstances. The police said there's no suspicious
maybe alcohol. I think alcohol was involved.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he had passed out and then he froze.
All right, for those of you who are fans of Barney, the purple dinosaur that's on, well, they have a separate, is he ever on Sesame Street, Barney? Or is he just
no way,
Barney,
that'd be
Barney.
A turf war between Barney and Big Bird.
Really? Okay, so David Joyner, who was Barney about the same time that this fellow was Tinky Winky, has admitted that he either ran or still runs a tantric sex business. You know what?
This is ruining my childhood.
I know, right? This is exactly like, this is crazy.
David Joyner played Barney, and Barney is in his past, but apparently the tantric sex business is not. A lot of people are shocked when they found out about this. If do I have to explain tantric sex? That's probably not something I ought to be.
We should have tied that to the Sting story earlier.
I know.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So anyway, I'm not going to explain what it's all about. But
maybe that's who taught Sting. Maybe Barney was Sting's guru, his teacher.
There you go.
Right. Well, this person, as the character Barney, helped shape so many children and their attitude toward things.
But and that's why all of us are super into Fifty Shades of Grey.
That's
it's a full circle.
Isn't that other movie come out this week? 50 Shades of Freed. Isn't that the movie out this week?
It comes out sometime soon. I'm not sure if it's this week.
50 Shades of Boring. Are we done?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
I've never seen those movies. Should I see one of them just to see what they're all about?
I've never seen one at all.
The first, well, obviously, Doug will start with, like, the middle movie and not understand any of it and then hate it. But you should at least watch the first one if you're really interested. It's just a bunch of, like, sort of kinky sex, and it's not really that exciting.
Really?
Maybe you would find it exciting.
Thank you. 21 past the hour. That's a true life, whatever it is.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's the theme from This Is Us, right?
Yes.
I don't watch the show, but I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's where you start sobbing uncontrollably after the episode has just destroyed you.
From the Master Life, Don't Let It Master You department, interesting that Susan Watson, who is a star of This Is Us, she was going through her schooling as she was broke. She was a fine arts major at Howard University. She got a telephone call from Denzel Washington, who said he would pay for her and five of her classmates to study Shakespeare at Oxford University.
Wow.
They didn't have any minority students, much less people from historically black universities, so we went and it changed our lives forever. And so now she's 36.
How do you lucked into that call? That's pretty cool.
Right.
I know. She ran into Denzel Washington. And she said to him, excuse me, you paid for my scholarship. He said, yeah, you're welcome.
So take the check back now.
Nice thing. Yeah. It's a nice thing, though, and get to have people think about you. There are more good people in the world, you know that, than there are the bad people we spend a lot of time talking about, but we don't tend to spend time talking about those people who are happier or those people who are cool and good. And so there's a plus there. 25 after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I focused on the music now of Demi Lovato as she has offered free mental health counseling on her upcoming tours, an interesting combination. She's partnering with the CAST Foundation to bring free mental health sessions to people on her upcoming tour dates. The CAST Foundation cited its mission to, quote, make mental health and addiction recovery mainstream and to help erase the stigma around asking for help. Now, there's a lot of that, I think. But in order to do this, they are going to be traveling on Lovato's tour, setting up intimate sessions. So they can set up sort of a table, it looks like, at each of their, wherever she's appearing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guest speakers, lots of different mental health awareness. You can do an individual session that's anonymous if you'd like. I think it's great that she's thinking this way for her
fans.
So
why is she thinking this way? What's her story?
Well, she has a history. She's bipolar. She has a history of dealing with mental issues, and she's become a pretty vocal mental health advocate. And so she also said, I want to do this because it's an incredible experience. The last time we tried this, and she said, it's part of my life and giving back. And she said, I think it's important to continue doing it and bringing awareness and like you said, erasing the mental health stigma. It's a big, you know, that's a big thing to tackle.
There's a thing in business, it's called a balance sheet. We were just talking about a few minutes ago, column A, column B, you know, with regard to General Electric. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to things like this, there are a lot of people, again, who give back. She certainly can afford to do it, but she's not really, she's giving them a venue. She didn't have to put any money into it, and that's not bad. It's just a venue that is very helpful to so many millions of people. So maybe some of her fans buy into it, and mm-hmm. folks get help, and because of that, we should be very happy about it. It's at the end of our days, when you think about Bill Gates, and if you're going to make this about money, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, all these people that have a balance sheet that's heavy, and what are they doing with it? A lot of people, it's none of anybody's business what they do with it, but people still try to make it their business. But I think that the instead of a profit and loss sheet, it's a pluses and minuses sheet. And certainly Demi Lovato, through this kind of an effort, and others who are doing things that are very positive, belong in that good, bright balance sheet that's on the plus side.
Yep.
So good for her and good for them. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Alert is out 34 after the hour for the DJV watchers, lookers, listeners. We're all focused on Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and that's a good thing. I'm Doug Steffen, here trying to help you be happier and healthier, more honest. People who swear are likely to be happier and healthier and more honest. So yesterday or the day before, whenever it was that I got all bent up out of my reaction to this fellow, the Uber driver, and I used GD on the air. I don't know if you did. You clip that, Kara, or did you let it go? I was really angry.
I just let your freak flag fly.
You did. Thank you.
Wow.
I have, over my life, probably been accused, I think, collectively and correctly. I have a raw mouth from time to time. And frankly, I wanted to get away from it because it was unsavory. And once in a while, you know, I would worry. I catch myself even now when I'm focused on being on the air and talking about it. And we all, you know, we have a little bit of seediness to us all. And so when that real gritty language comes to the surface, people say, well, how do you curb it being on the air? And I think it's just being conscious of what you're saying. You got to think about what you say. And sometimes, like with my reference to this guy who's the Uber driver that raped these women, I just lost my composure. And I don't have there isn't a bone in my body that's sorry that I said that. I'm just fed up with that kind of stuff. So is it, though, is it a bad habit? Is it healthy? Well, according to the research that has come out, there is a focus on swearing and how it gets to the nitty-gritty of communication. When you swear, you are feeling or you're expressing your feelings about a certain subject. And this keeps you from resorting to physical altercations, according to the report. Study found that people who swear lie less, have higher levels of integrity. Man, I must have the highest level of integrity on the planet then. The study found, but can you imagine those who think I come across, and it is because I am, a sweet, gentle, good person, because I believe that I am. Do I have my moments? Yep. And are they sometimes high-pressure moments? Yep. And do I hold back my feelings? No, I don't, usually. But that, according to this, is a indicator of my honesty. And I wonder about, do women now have the same sort of carte blanche when it comes to swearing that men do? It used to be when I was a kid and I heard a woman swear, I really was taken back.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't seem to. Yesterday I was driving. I was on Olympic. And a fella had stopped to make a turn. And this woman, screaming at him, yelled F you and gave him the finger as she drove by him. So, you know, I'm thinking, I said, that's pretty
amazing. Did you clutch your pearls on that one?
I know.
How often do you do that, Jennifer?
All the time. You've heard my mouth.
Yeah.
I scream in my car with the windows up, generally, because I'm not trying to cause any situation.
Yeah, I don't normally shout cuss words out the window. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
but right. I'm pretty sure you've heard all of us talking off air.
Well, I've heard you off the air talking. Yeah, yeah. But does it, for you to use the F word, is it different? And frankly, other than the cultural bias against it, I don't understand. It's kind of like stripping. It's a very descriptive word. Frankly, and gets to the heart of things very quickly.
I think it's very satisfying to say. That's why people are probably less stressed and feel better, or they're healthier if they cuss. Because, I don't know, it really gets to the bottom of it. You feel better as soon as you say it.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked, I got out of bed to go to the bathroom last night, and I stubbed my toe on something.
Oh. Yep.
And
the
worst. I let it...
You can't even help it then. It just comes out.
No,
but
it
that's
just comes
also
out.
Part of action. Right, but that's actually part of this study. They found that if you stub your toe, which is the example that they used when they were researching, that's actually a good thing for you to swear, because apparently it pumps up your endorphin levels, and it's a pain blocker. So it acts like if you swear, it's like your body's making like your own morphine.
Yeah. You all know what your IQ is?
No.
You don't.
Well, imagine it's huge. I mean, it's got to be big. But I don't know.
I'm sure at some point I did. Maybe when they do those IQ tests when you're a kid.
The people who have the highest IQs, according to the study, are people who are able to express themselves in a very basic way. So the higher, I'll never forget the first time I ever heard a woman go off this way. My assistant when I was running WEEI in Boston was a young woman who I, after having
you
worked with
her quite a bit,
did,
didn't you?
She was, yeah.
Yeah.
She walked into my office. She walked into my office and introduced herself to me, and there was something on the floor. And she said, "What the F is that?" And I kind of looked at her, and it startled me. And I don't know, I guess I grew up, my mother, I don't think I ever heard my mother swear. I don't think I ever heard my mother, I don't think I've ever heard my sister swear. Either one of them.
It definitely was a generational thing.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, for sure. My mom, I think
your
I swear so
swear.
Much. No, never. Fancy Nancy? Oh, please, I wish
what
she
does
would.
What does she say to your swearing?
She goes, oh! She literally does that.
Really? What
yes.
did Lewis say to your swearing?
He doesn't have. Our generation doesn't have a reaction.
Does he
to that.
Swear? I'm trying to picture him swearing, and I just can't kind of really.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah,
not nearly as much as me.
I feel like people don't even think of it as a big deal. It's so
it's
commonplace
anymore.
That
yeah.
it's no one has a reaction to it anymore. I generally don't in my parents' house. I mean, maybe occasionally, or if I stub my toe too. I restrain myself a little bit around my parents because I respect them a lot.
You're so
but,
cute.
But yeah, around friends.
Well, what does that have to do with respect?
I don't know.
Because they don't like it?
Well,
or they never do it themselves?
I think it's because it's generational. They don't really.
Your father doesn't swear? Tell me your father.
Obviously, my parents skipped that generation. Because I let it fly with them, and boy, do they let it fly with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I've heard, Brendan's probably the raciest mouth of any individual that I know. My son is very prolific when it comes to saucy language. My daughter, not so. It is startling, and I try to get Brendan, sometimes when he and I are at the park with Miles on Sunday morning, Brendan will let out with something.
He does it in front of Miles, too?
Well, he doesn't do it. It's quiet, but I'm just waiting for...
Oh, yeah.
Miles will come out
with pick up on that.
Something like
Megan's
that.
Going to get a call
Megan
from the
will
teacher.
Be horrified. Oh, my
what
God.
What does Miles call Brendan? Uncle Brendan?
Uncle Brendan. Yep.
Yeah, Uncle Brendan taught me that, Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, he'd be the first one. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So when does that... Do you remember the first time you ever swore? Any of you?
No. I remember I used to swear a lot as a kid in grade school, like in junior high or high school. That was like the thing to do. And I wish that I hadn't because I hear kids now with a bad mouth and it's tacky.
Mm-hmm. It is tacky. And maybe that's the way. Is it tacky to hear a woman use? I think if they're more demonstrative.
Well, you tell us. Are we tacky? All three of us cuss in front of you.
No, I love you. There's nothing that you could
are
do.
Are we tacky?
He loves us, but we're really
tacky. But here's
tacky.
The difference, though, Jen.
No, I don't think so.
We could all go out to a nice dinner. No. We're not going to be letting F-bombs flying at the dinner table. So, you know, it's we limit it to either during commercials or just in our regular, private lives.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know that it's a measure of sophistication at all. I just think you wonder... I was mentioning Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. You wonder what their language is like. You ever wonder what the...
I've actually heard... Is it Warren Buffett or was it... I know Steve Jobs had quite a mouth on him because I've read things about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Warren Buffett, but there's somebody else that you wouldn't expect and they just are just F-bombs all day long.
All the time.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Warren Buffett, though. It's somebody else like that.
Do you know that all of those men... raise their children without any technology? Bill Gates, Steve Jobs especially, felt that it was important for them not to have their children, not to have smartphones, not to, when they were teenagers, they had no technology that came from their companies. Huh. I thought that was interesting because the research has found that eighth graders' risk for depression goes up 27%. When you frequently use social media. We were talking about that earlier this week, and this is an outgrowth of that research. I dug around a little bit more in it, and I thought it was very interesting because the author of this study suggests when he was looking into what some of the premier producers of this stuff did, they all kept their children completely away from technology when they were teenagers.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs both said that they didn't let their children play with any of these games either.
Hmm.
So what do they know that we don't?
Right.
Those of you who are so eager to get a phone for your children, I trust my gut. Pretty much all the time I trust my gut with almost everything in my life. And I have been, from the very beginning, very opposed to having children see these things. I had a relationship with somebody about 10, 12 years ago, and she was bringing up her daughter around all this stuff as a babysitter, and that was probably the major reason for us going our separate ways. I thought it was outrageous because it's very clear what it does to your brain. All the problems that people are having, ADHD and even some of the bipolar stuff is you're not born with it. You create it with being exposed to all this stuff because it scrambles the neurons in your brain. And these guys knew that. Jobs and Gates knew it.
Well, and forget even just screen time, which I think is kind of bad. But you also have to think about people getting depressed when they look at social media and they see everybody living these wonderful lives that everybody pretends to post about on social media. And then you go, well, what's wrong with me? Why don't I feel like that? Or why don't I have this? And it adds a whole new element.
And, it's interesting when you're talking about eighth graders. I guess this is a study that did it focus on eighth graders?
Eighth graders and up. Yeah. Eighth graders and up. Yeah.
Well, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the, you know, the school shootings and what 15-year-old is so angry. Well, maybe it's tied into this kind of stuff.
I think it really is. I don't think there's any question about it. I don't think you have to be a genius even to figure it out.
Oh, well,
frankly,
thanks. I thought I was pretty smart.
Tied together. In general, you're very smart. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, ProMarketingSupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to ProMarketingSupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's get to. We could play back that. You put that on the podcast. All right, Kara, what I just did. Podcast, important, very important this week.
Really? People want to hear that.
Me singing. Oh, absolutely. You don't put that kind of stuff
you
on the
just
podcast.
Just singing your last name, though.
Yeah. D-O, did the Mickey Mouse to my name. D-O-U.
It's always good to love yourself, Ducky.
Important. Yes, it is. All right, so the world in Southern California is concerned about the earthquakes, a couple of them this week. You'll be happy to know, Jennifer, that Rodeo Drive has an earthquake fault running right under it. There was a geology report that indicated, this is called the Santa Monica Fault. Here, I'm sitting on it myself. Runs through the Golden Triangle District, neighborhoods out here, all the way to Beverly Hills, near the intersection of Rodeo Drive. And that's the reason the city of Beverly Hills tried to stop the new underground from going through, because they figure this is not going to be safe. I mean, that isn't really why they did it, but it made a good excuse. They just didn't want it in their neighborhood. But Rodeo Drive could be...
These are really dangerous faults. There's one that runs under Dodger Stadium, too, that they say could even be more dangerous than the San Andreas fault.
10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, Doctor Time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here with a focus on a couple of specialties, actually. The studies on breastfeeding continue. So I'm going to get Ken started on what is the current one, and then I'm going to do a little flashing back. So what about the duration for those who have children and are breastfeeding them? This is good news for those of you who stay with it longer, right?
Well, this is a whole new realm of breastfeeding. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week, because we know breastfeeding is good for babies, but the new research suggests it also might have a significant long-term benefit for moms, preventing type 2 diabetes. The news this week, Doug, is that longer duration of breastfeeding is associated with a substantially lower risk of type 2 diabetes in women. In fact, women who breastfeed more than 6 months have about half the risk of type 2 diabetes as do women who never breastfeed.
Wow, that's pretty substantial.
It is.
So going back a little flashback, if you go back a couple of centuries, men in Europe and to a point here in America didn't let their wives breastfeed, especially if their wives had given birth to a girl, because breastfeeding, they thought, would inhibit the conception of the next child. What do you make of that? And is there any truth to that?
Well, I think it's a matter of the male ego not getting the attention, because it takes a lot of time from the woman to breastfeed, and that may have been part of it.
Isn't that interesting? Back in the 17th and 18th centuries, a poor woman might have chosen to get pregnant on purpose in order to be hired as a wet nurse. She would have sent her own baby to a baby farm, and this is something that the government even paid for, sort of a paid fosterage where children were neglected, but it gave them the qualities that they needed in order to help women who were, I suppose, in a sense, a wet nurse. Is that the next step after midwife?
Yes, and you know, back then we didn't know the optimum time, and we know that we shouldn't get pregnant, you know, for 9 months at least after the first one. So
right. We did that with the cows. The cows don't, we give them a year.
So yes, the breastfeeding would interfere with her getting pregnant, But I think probably the male ego was a bit too large back about 300 years ago.
So does breastfeeding create more dense tissue in the breasts? And when you stop breastfeeding, does the fatty tissue and the connective tissue shrink? Is that why women have big breasts when they are breastfeeding, and then it goes, they change size when they stop?
Well, it's the accumulation of milk. I mean, this is what breasts, guys, sorry, this is really what breasts are for.
They're for. Guys, sorry. Of course it's what they're for. The mammary glands are there to help the offspring.
They fill with milk as the offspring, as the child stimulates the nipple, and that stimulates hormones in the woman's body that produce milk, and then the nourishes the child. And this is what they were made for.
Isn't that, what is there, I suppose this is maybe a taboo thing, but thinking about why it is that men are so attractive to women who have big breasts, what really is the psychological reason for that?
There's no doubt that that is a fact, and I think that's just wired in behavior.
Does it have anything to do, notice how I'm stammering through this, does it have anything to do with not being breastfed? Do you think some men more enjoy breasts that are larger because they didn't get breastfed when they were children?
Let's do a study.
All right. Okay. Well, you can probably do that. Speaking of studies, at the podcast realm, you go to gooddayhealthshow.com and you'll find the current podcast with Ken and I offering simple tips. Make it. Let's take apart a few of the things that are in the podcast. Your next airline flight. There are tips that we offer for health reasons that will make your next flight more enjoyable. Catch that at the podcast, the health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, news that some unprotected exposure to direct sunlight can be beneficial, and how much. You'll learn that at the podcast. Learn also why sudden infant death is on the rise and how to prevent that, and information showing that your partner's body fragrance can help keep you healthier. All of that and much more in the podcast right now, Dr. Ken's podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. A reminder about how easy it is to get krill oil and fish oil together. We all know the doctors on this program have convinced you, have convinced me certainly, that krill oil and fish oil together is a great thing. That's why you ought to take advantage of Purity Products' offer to give you a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with fish oil and krill oil free when you dial 800-355-1493. Free bottle. Get it now at 800-355-1493.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.